How are you, XL Shopping? Who's a welcome back to a brand new episode of Seated with Lebo and Thato Rampedi. It's a brand new week. We're happy to be here, guys. We've been consistent with it. We've been pushing hard, and we are so grateful for all the tweets, all the Instagram stories. You guys have been posting us, dog.
Back to back. We love it.
Lebo was even like, "Yo, bro, have you seen the stories and
it's
the mentions?"
Amazing. It's amazing.
Like,
it's
bro,
amazing.
It's because we are. So, watch you guys one more time. If you guys enjoy anything in the episode, please don't be scared to like tag us. We're reposting everything we get, like
yeah, 100%,
100%, like
100%.
Sometimes I want to check. Sometimes our stories are hidden in the hidden requests, so we don't see them until later. So like, if we don't see them, do it again. We'll probably see it the second time.
Yeah,
it's in the hidden. We'll check it maybe once every 2 days.
Once in a while, yeah.
Yeah,
but loving it, loving the community, loving building community. Everything's going really well.
One thing I used to do with the boys, with Laddie and Lucas on the podcast, we used to always read their previous tweets.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start this podcast by doing that because, like, I genuinely miss the bruise. You guys
don't know. Like, the previous comments.
Previous comments,
yeah.
Like, Lucas has moved to Cape Town.
Yeah.
Laddie is just...
Shout out to the founders.
Laddie's so busy, guys. But yeah.
Yeah.
Before we ask how are you, I just want to read some of your guys' tweets just to, like, appreciate you guys because, wow, like, I'm genuinely so happy with, like, the energy from the podcast. You guys are amazing, man.
Yeah.
The top tweets from the previous thing is, and it's the first thing I read. Don't think I'm making it about me.
Yeah.
It says Thato is getting into that girlfriend effect phase.
Oh, the clothing. You know what that is? You know
yeah.
You know what the girlfriend
what
effect
is?
What is it? It's basically when you start dating a girl and she changes your wardrobe, your skincare routine, everything, and you basically just look better.
You know what's crazy? Like, my skincare routine now is not because of my hand,
because
of my hand's sister.
Mm.
So does that still go to my hand?
Yes. Because you would not, you know.
I would. I knew her before.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
If only Thato and Lebo knew how much we appreciate their podcast. Wow.
Yeah, very beautiful stuff, man.
Those breakup boys from Thato would have made me cry.
Oh, yeah, because remember you did the breakup thing.
I watched it back. That was an amazing breakup.
I didn't watch it. I was like, okay.
But so you don't watch the podcast, man? Yeah.
No, I don't watch the podcast at all.
Why?
I think I'm the most cringe person. Like, people are going to be like, what? You're the coolest, handsomest. Most smartest, most beautiful person you've ever met in your life, you know what I'm saying? But like for me, I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's why I don't watch it back. Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about the quality in the previous podcast. Oh, 90 because we're shooting in 4K.
Yeah.
We're shooting in 4K.
It's the highest K.
That's the highest. No, it's not the highest K.
Yeah.
It's the highest K on YouTube.
It's the highest K on YouTube.
Shout out to the team. Shout out to Richard. Shout out to Aiden. Guys,
let's do it.
If you guys want to book Richard, he has a production company, so his details will be in the description box below. If you guys want to get 4K, crisp quality. You know, I'm talking about corporate events, weddings, funerals, live streaming, anything you guys want. Yeah. He can provide that for you. Don't be scared. Hit up the boy. It's going to be definitely worth your while.
Yeah.
Guys, today I am obviously, you guys can see I'm leading the podcast and it's a bit different.
Whoop, whoop.
Lebo's been killing the past two. I was like, you know what? Let me show him what I've got.
Yeah.
And I literally prepared this podcast in about, no cap, like
for my 10 seconds.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie.
Also did the previous episode, 10 minutes as well.
I would ask you how you are. But I just asked you about an hour ago.
What if I've changed?
How are you?
I'm okay. I think I mentioned this on the previous podcast, but like I want to mention this one on the podcast. I think I also need to learn. This is my message for the week as well for this podcast. I need to learn to appreciate the small things.
Yeah.
I think that we get lost and we're like, oh, my life is horrible. It's one day, my sister. It's been one day of a bad day. It's been an hour. Don't forget how much good comes into your life. And I think that's something that I've lost touch with. But we're doing monk mode. And I think that's one of the things that we're appreciating. Basically saying to ourselves, okay, cool. Let's take today and make the most of it. And that's why today I'm trying to make the most of today.
Just to tell you guys about monk mode, what we're doing is that we've got a group chat. It's myself, it's Khunse, it's Tanashe.
Shout out to the boys.
It's myself,
Khunse, Tanashe, and Lebo Kham Mpedia.
Molefe.
Yeah.
What we're doing is that, like, when we wake up, we say up to show that we've woken up. Obviously, whoever's up the earliest is getting the earliest worm. Yeah. When we go to the gym, we say gym. I don't know if you guys have been seeing. We've been going to the gym. We've been
trying. Oh, not me. I don't gym. I gym my mind. I go to school.
Yeah, let me gyming his mind. So
yeah, I go to school
we're
every
giving
day.
Him leave. But we've been gyming. We've been eating better. And we say gym tick. We say meditation tick. We say journaling tick. We say, what else we say?
Journaling, meditation, prayer, food. Also eating healthy is very important to all
so
of
like
us.
So like loving yourself.
Loving yourself, giving the time for yourself as well.
And any like tasks that you've done in the day.
But
like,
most importantly, it's an objective-based standard that we have of each other that you have to achieve certain standards every single day. Every single day.
Yeah.
Which is very important to us,
yeah.
But that's how I'm doing. How are you?
I'm good, bro. So I haven't been in monk mode fully. I think I did the first 6 days properly.
Yeah.
And from there, like,
because there's no alcohol, you're not supposed to smoke, you're not supposed to drink.
Yeah, so the only thing I've been missing up is the drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm having a drink right now. I'm drinking like a, what am I drinking?
A cruise watermelon.
A cruise and watermelon with some Sprite.
With some dash and some ice. Some
ice and dash.
Yeah.
So I've been like drinking, but I drink on the weekends.
Yeah.
Monday to Friday, I'm completely sober.
Mm.
But like on a weekend, I'm drinking because I just feel like,
man, there has to, in my opinion,
there, a good drink sometimes,
there has to be a reward system, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what is my reward of, let me not say reward, like an ease off.
But the boys are saying, like, when you reward yourself with alcohol, it gives you too much dopamine release and it can give you a false perception of reality, then making other things that would usually reward you not reward you.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for example, some people really appreciate, like, watching a good show or, like, taking a walk, but now when you reward yourself with drinking, you don't enjoy the walks anymore.
Yeah.
You don't enjoy the shows
anymore. I think the biggest thing, and if you guys are listening to this, the biggest thing of rewarding yourself is don't reward yourself with the standards that led you to be complacent in the first place. So if you're rewarding yourself with, let's say, maybe taking a nap for the day, that will lead you back into your old roots and make you relapse into your previous roots. You must reward yourself in new ways that are still productive. Mm. So you're like, okay, yo, I just finished all my work. Okay, let me reward myself of going to gym today. Like, I can have the time to go to gym today.
Beautiful.
That is something that will help you further yourself and your future self as well.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah,
100%. That's very powerful. I'm going to try that. For some questions, let's do break the ice. Icebreaker.
The ice is a little broken. I'm joking. Go ahead.
If you had 60 seconds with Drake, what would you say? One.
Two. I'm so grateful for the music you've placed into my life. It saved me. Yeah.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Please,
nine.
Please, 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 Skafe Uncle Waffles' number. Please, please.
Okay, 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 okay.
You,
okay.
One.
Me.
Two.
Oh, I'd literally three. Say, my brother loves you.
Four. I love my brother is in love with you. Aubrey is like, sorry, I'm sorry, Drake. I love Drake. I love Drake. Aubrey's one of the best artists, greatest artists of our generation.
I think he just topped Michael Jackson recently.
Yeah.
Like a couple weeks
ago. In terms of number one hits, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still huge.
Massive.
Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
You know when someone dies, their views just like double.
Yeah, it's a double and stuff. Yeah. But like, yo, huge. He's literally been keeping us entertained since I was my 11, 10. So very, very happy for him.
Yeah.
Just released All the Dogs. Shout out to him. If you're watching this podcast, make sure you like, share, and subscribe, Drake.
Because everyone,
it's possible.
Everyone clip that and tag Drake.
It's possible.
Imagine goes, yo, like I've just been watching this like podcast from Africa, like Libu and Thal, Ramt.
I'd lose my mind. I feel like Uncle Waffles.
If Drake said, "I think you could be huge.
Yeah,
I see your potential. Drop some bars, 30 seconds.
Yeah,
what would you say?" He said, I've heard you rap in a live. I've seen the YouTube videos. I've seen you. 30 seconds, rap it out. What would you do in that 30 seconds? Would you say,
no, I'd just be like, listen, Aubrey. Can I call you Aubrey?
And he goes, brother, five.
I just.
Six.
Brother.
Seven.
I am worth way more on a management nine. Role than rapping. If you put me in any management role, I'll become the best person for you. I work 24 hours. I don't need a break.
I was watching Blackie's live 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he was doing a thing where he was getting ladies to go on the live and rap live.
That's clean.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, he wasn't getting any hands to join anymore. Yeah. I think I joined the live late. And then he said, you know what, let me give guys a chance. So guys would join and they say that type of stuff. And then he would end the live. Like, he'd remove the person. Then, you know, Blackie's very like...
Nah, but like...
He's very...
I think Blackie is our biggest up and coming artist in South Africa right now.
Up and coming is crazy for Blackie.
What do you mean?
Blackie is there.
No, he's there, but he's been up and coming for the past like.
Nah. Guys, can we get. Is he up and coming still? Blackie. Bro, Blackie is there.
He's up there. I'm hearing you, but I'm saying he's been up and coming into the market and he's up there now. Sharp, but he's been up and coming. He wasn't just there. He hasn't been there for years, he's been there recently. Am I lying for saying that? Thank you, Snoop.
Okay, is Uncle Waffles up and coming?
Yeah, she's up and coming, but she's been up and coming for 2 years. But she's there now.
I think I understand. Like, you're basically saying that.
Look, is Casper up and coming? No, he's been there for how many years? That's what I'm saying.
So you're basing it off of time of success.
Yeah, so he's been there for like relatively new.
Are you up and coming?
Up and coming in what? In influencing
social media.
Yeah, I'm up and coming.
Am I up and coming?
Ah, Tajo, you've been here for...
Okay, so you've
5 years.
Single of time.
Yeah, you've been here for a while. You were up and coming maybe 3-4 years ago. You understand? But now
that's
you're
crazy because I think you are bigger than me now. But you're up and coming.
In terms of what?
Social media presence.
No, no, no. You are seeing it selectively in terms of like maybe like TikTok. TikTok, no, I have more followers than Always Sharp.
Overall,
but like overall, no, I don't think so.
Bro, you're doing like 3 million views a week.
Yeah, I am. Plus,
you know how 3 million crazy views that plus. Is.
If you don't include the podcast,
3 million. Okay, no, let's say 3 million. Crazy
on one podcast. And sorry,
okay,
sorry,
okay.
I'm doing 3 million views on right. one platform.
All right, okay.
On one platform, there I do 1 million views per month on Instagram.
Yeah, which is my point. Like,
do you guys understand? I only have 48,000 followers.
Okay.
I'm seeing 1 million views. You guys understand?
You compliment
that?
A black man once.
I'm not just saying.
And then he tells you about these others.
I work hard for it.
These other viewing.
It's things. I work hard for it.
No, but real. That,
I work hard for it. I post a lot of content.
Bro, I literally started this conversation by complimenting you.
Yeah.
You're making it seem like I was attacking you. I work hard for it.
I do. But you're like, you compliment it. I do. In total, like, across all platforms, I probably do 5 to 10 million views a month.
Bro, okay, big balls.
I lied. I probably do 10 to 15 million views a month.
Cap.
Deadass.
Oh, a month, yes, not real.
A month.
Because you're averaging between 1 to 3 million views on TikTok. Yes. So maybe you're doing, let's say you're doing 2 million views a week.
Yeah. Times
2,
4, it's
4,
eight.
6, 8. Yeah,
no. Yeah, one platform. And then you go to Instagram. YouTube, I don't do anything anymore. Except for the podcast. You include the podcast, then it might change.
That's something. About...
Podcast is like 100,000.
3, 6, 9, 2. That's about 100K views a month. Yeah. Yeah, light numbers for you.
Well, how much do you think you do in a month? In total, across all platforms? In terms of views?
I mean, I can check. Instagram, I do 800. Instagram, I do...
TikTok is weird though, dude. Because if you think about it, if someone watches a content twice, that's two... sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, continue.
If someone watches a content twice, does it count as two views?
That's what I was saying.
I'm saying it's very tricky.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you're doing 1 million views on a platform, you're probably doing 650,000.
Mm. Or even less, maybe even 400,000.
Yeah. Real.
Because people share it and then... Yeah.
On Instagram, professionals dashboard, accounts reached in the last 30 days, it's always 1 million.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
That's nice.
And then on TikTok, I don't post. But if I had to, like...
But if you had to post, you'd probably be projecting maybe...
I used to do... A milli a week as well.
A milli a week, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do a milli a week.
A milli to three. A milli to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on YouTube, it's 400K. No, I'm lying to me.
Don't say the YouTube, but they calculate how much you make money.
It's always under 400K on YouTube views a month. So I'm also, you're doing 10 million, maybe I'm doing 1.5 million. You're my elder. Shit, and I'm leading the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Okay, cool. I'm going to jump into the tweets. I love the tweets, bro. I feel like we didn't do...
Sorry, that's at this Google Home, guys, if you can hear that. Yeah.
I feel like we didn't experience enough tweets.
In the previous podcast. Yeah.
But like, bro, in the previous podcast, we were speaking about relationships. And I don't think you answered this question. We were saying, what makes you stay in a relationship? We spoke about that,
That was like 2 podcasts ago,
But you never answered. No, literally an hour ago.
No, we were talking about that outside.
Outside?
Yeah.
So for you, sorry, like to start off the podcast, you're doing conversation, what makes you stay in a relationship?
I guess I've never had a successful relationship to know. I think what makes me stay in a relationship...
What's made you stay... I asked you this question. I think you just...
I think the categories are very hard for me. It lays into... I don't know if you guys have ever played Sims. Oh, okay. Sims has different bars. It increases and decreases based off those bars. It's hunger, etc.
Yeah.
So it can be 20%, 10%. You understand a bar where it can increase or decrease. I think my number one bar in staying in a relationship is excitement, fun, trust, as well as ultimately... her role as a partner, how well am I experiencing this?
So excitement
and as well, lastly, how much am I learning?
Okay.
Those are the 5 top ones for me. Excitement is usually, it can decrease to 0 and I wouldn't mind.
Is it?
It can, I cannot be excited about my partner. I don't mind not being excited. Not every day is going to be excited. It can be boring. But the most important one is my experience for my partner, for me. If my partner, if I only get negative, I think of it because everything in my mind is statistically or like number based, right?
Economic.
If I get a negative experience from you all the time, every time I see you, I'm experiencing a negative emotion, or I'm experiencing some sort of fatigue or tiredness, which would also play into negative emotion. 100%. That is the things that make me leave. Yeah. But if out of the 5 times I experience 1 time of negative, that's not bad, or 2 or 3, it's not bad. As long as when the positives, there's also a nice positive. But I must experience joy from my relationship.
I think,
can I add one more thing?
Yeah.
I think a lot of South Africans what is it called? Don't mind not being happy in the relationships for the sake of comfortability.
Sorry.
Having a relationship is a very aesthetic thing in South Africa. It's a very aesthetic and status thing in South Africa. If you have a boyfriend or partner, it's a very aesthetic. It seems especially like you are successful in terms of the relationship standards. Yeah. But a lot of South Africans sacrifice their happiness. I am not willing to sacrifice my happiness. If the moment I'm unhappy, I express it again. We go move my mouth. Boom, I express it again. Cap, if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't
not
work.
Not you.
Yeah, tell me. You dated me.
Yeah, I feel like I've dated you. Your past three relationships.
Yeah.
You literally held on for crazy reasons.
Yeah, so I did.
Yeah. So
but
I
then now in my past three bites or relationships that didn't make it.
I actually don't like. I don't know your dynamics.
I left this as soon as I was unhappy. As soon as I'm happy, I'm out.
Before this wasn't because of you.
Huh?
Before this wasn't because of you.
What do you mean?
Before this current situation.
What do you mean?
Before your current relationship now.
Yeah.
Just, you didn't leave because of your own.
I did.
You were forced out. Okay, not real.
Yeah. There we go. We're back on
alignment. Yeah.
Still,
no, you're back now.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, not real, not real. For me, what makes me stay is somebody's ability to grow. And then obviously excitement and enjoyment. Like, yeah. I really want to enjoy my relationship with my partner.
Like, I must laugh.
She should be my best friend. Like, I should be like, yo, I'm going to see my hun.
Yeah.
I should be excited. Not.
Not.
Yo. What are you doing, boy? I have to go see my hun, boy.
My boys say I have to go put in a shift.
I have to go put in a shift, man. Who's calling you? It's just my hun, boy.
My hun, boy.
She be like, hey, guys. Hey, how the boys? Hey, hey, baby. That's how it should be. You shouldn't even be saying, like, my hun is calling me. She be like, hey, sorry, guys. Hey, baby.
Like, with me, if I'm dating someone, like, I really, like, how I know I'm really enjoying it is I invite them to everything.
Yeah.
Like, I literally invite them to
everything. That means your current person is up. Because I've been seeing her every time I see you.
Yeah.
Like, for the past month, bro. Yeah. Every time I see you, I've been seeing her. Let's move on to the first couple of tweets or conversations. What's the most evil thing someone has ever done to you?
The year was, I don't remember the year. I think 2019 or 2020. I was graduating. We just graduated. And there was this girl in my class. We had always flirted. Oh, no, sorry. The year was, I don't know what year it was. But we always flirted. I don't know what year. I think it was an honors or one of the two. And we had always flirted with each other, but we had never done anything and everything. So I think, I don't know what was happening. We were celebrating something. Someone was graduating. And we finally expressed to each other, like, no, dude, I love you. You love me. So then I went to a place. We chilled. We spoke the whole night, you know, kissed a little bit. And then we ended up the night praying. And then we went to sleep.
What?
We ended up the night praying. And then we went to sleep. Wow. And signs at 5 a.m., I think it was like 5 a.m., we slept at 1, like 1 a.m., etc. At like 5 a.m., I woke up with my Air Forces on my chest. Yeah, she put my Air Forces on my chest and said, what time are you leaving?
Get out!
At like 5 a.m. My Air Forces on my chest.
Which side?
The dirty side on my chest. Sleeping, passed out. I just saw her. Her side of the bed was made.
You know, so crazy. Like, guys hate it when women overstay in their space.
Mm.
But guys love overstaying in a woman's space.
Yeah.
So I think with her...
Away games are the best. Away game, okay. Woo! You even putting on her slippers size 2 to go to the toilet. It's nice.
Boy, this is your foot
is here. Ooh.
This is the shoe, bro.
Oh my god! You even putting the juice more. You pour the juice into the brim.
When she calls you, you go.
Yeah, you put the juice, bro. When you go to your girl's place, you put the juice until it goes into the brim.
Yeah.
You have 4 slices of bread.
You
back go to bag.
You go. You wanna go out today?
You wanna go out today? You nice boy. When you order the Uber Eats, it comes. You feel like you're at a hotel.
You go. It's outside.
Like, I don't think women understand how nice it is to be taken care of,
it's
especially
so
when, as a man, that's all you ever do.
But that's our default setting.
That is all you ever do.
That's our default setting.
All you ever do. Yeah.
That's our default setting.
What about you? What's the worst thing someone has ever done to you?
Anyone.
Anyone. Yeah.
I think that was actually so deep. Like, the worst thing someone has ever done to me. I work with, like, a lot of different people.
I want to see if it's the one I think about, yeah.
Yeah, so I work with a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
So let's say 3 people who give me my most amount of income.
Yeah.
Yeah. This person goes and complains to them about my income and goes, like, yo, why you guys always working with this person?
Yeah.
Like, why are you guys always choosing this person over us? Why are you guys always, like, giving this guy opportunities? You guys are being unfair. Yeah. You get me? Yeah. And then when I confront the person, and mind you, I don't mind the person speaking to my clients and being like, yo, I'm upset at this. Cool. Do your thing. Maybe that's your experience. But when I confront my friend and being like, yo, bro, like, yo, I like I'm hearing that this is happening.
Yeah.
They're like, no, but I didn't do that.
So they lie.
Then I'm just like, ah, boy, but like,
this is the proof.
I know you did it.
Yeah.
No, no, not even this. I'm like, but come on, you can talk to me.
Yeah.
And then, like, what, a year later or 6 months later, the person goes, yo, bro, can we please talk? I want to squash everything. I want to explain to you everything that's happening. I'm like, bro, what? You did this thing.
I gave you the chance.
I gave you the opportunity. You know, I said to this person, I said, bro, you know what? I won't lie to you, dog. Like, let me read the message. Let me try to get the message for you.
If I, while he says this, I want to say this. I want to say this for you. So important. Guys, with friends, family, love, life, relationships, etc. When you shine, they will be shadows. When you shine, they will be shadows. And sometimes those shadows are your friends. Those shadows are your relationships. Those shadows are your family members. When you shine, they will be shadows. There will be a darkness that looms behind you. Yeah. That comes from you, by the way.
Sometimes it can be you.
Sometimes it can be you as well. But there will be a shadow that comes from sort of thing. And that is perfectly... If you don't have haters on the way to the top, you're not making it.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
That's crazy. So I basically said, hey, I hope you're good. No need to talk. Let's just keep our distance from each other. Then be civil where we need to be.
Yeah. But that's perfect.
And then he was like, oh, wait, no, 100% understand. And it's like, bro, if you can understand that, you know what you did. Like, to them, they managed to do what you did.
No one will say, let's address something without having some sort of guilt.
Yeah. 100%. And that honestly broke me. Because this person and I were up and coming together. Like, I was up at a point, and then they were up at a point.
You see what you did, Ghost? I'm joking.
Come on.
Kanye, you see what you did?
But I'm up joking, and coming together, moving together.
Yeah.
It was really painful. Like, it brings, like, I'm sure I probably have tears. It brings tears to my eyes when I speak about this thing. Like, there was, like, it's equivalent to, like, you
and,
betraying me, or, like, let's say Rich betraying me, or, like, Clyde betraying me. It was literally that close. That person, I've known that person since first year. Mm. And, like, we started, not first year, man. First of YouTube. You get me? Yeah. Anyway, the first tweet or the first response, what's the most evil thing someone's ever done to you? Once there was a friend of mine whom I met some months back in college. We used to do everything together. Eban, from completing assignments, studies, dancing, making fun of each other, and other loads of musty things together. Fighting, hitting each other, and whatnot. We used to wander in the deepest thoughts together. The people from college used to jerry too, because we used to fight just like them. Then one day, out of the blue, he stopped talking to me. That time I hit him hard. I fought with him, asked him for the reason, but no avail. That time I felt deeply hurt, or I should say that was one of the saddest moments in my life. I still miss my friend to this day. Oh, okay, I get what she's saying.
So they went in a fight.
It's like all of a sudden, it's like being broken up with. It's like a friendship breakup without knowing why it happened.
That's happened to me.
I've never experienced that before.
I have.
Friendship wise.
No, romantic sense.
I feel like niggas will always like tell you. Like, you'll know.
Oh, niggas will tell you. On the way out. On the way out, and be like, yeah, dog, this is why I don't message you anymore.
You know who's the most vocal person? Like, your most vocal? Khunze. Khunze is such a real nigga. You know when they say real nigga? Like, for example, let's say Aiden does something fucked up. And Richard Khunze will be like, I don't like how you do that shit. I don't like how you do that shit. Like, he'll tell you straight to your face, and then from there he'll like be, you know, front of mind. Yeah. Which is so rare, because I could never do such a thing.
Yeah, he tells you, he is very at face value.
Yeah.
Exactly. He doesn't like to be criticized, which is a bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit KSI. He's like KSI.
Yeah. You feel me? But I think that plays well. You're like, people sometimes do the best thing they do is the best thing they can't receive. You understand? You get what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm so good at getting advice, but like, when people advise me, I'm like, oh, dude. Like, I do not like getting advised. Yeah.
All these tweets are so crazy.
Go ahead.
I mean, like, they're so long.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yo, the person says, holy crap. This is the question I've been waiting for. Ooh, let me get my teacup. There was this girl who was very selfish and very popular. One day I was eating lunch all by myself, since I really didn't have that many friends now and back then. But she came up to my table and asked me if she can sit with me. Somehow let her sit with me. And in my mind, I said, what could go wrong? Well, I was wrong. After that day of talking to her and telling her the things I like, all of the friends came back and she was still talking to me. I was showing her all of my drawings. Her friends came over and said, hey, you're coming, right? She smiled at me and said, see you tomorrow then. I smiled nicely and said, sure, see ya. When the next day came, we were in our classes. That's when people started to look at me and laughed while making fun of me. I looked around and confused, and one of the girl's friends who were actually nice to me looked down sadly. I looked down at the desk and saw what was on my desk. There were a lot of writings on my desk calling me different names and saying very rude things about me.
Mm.
The teacher looked at my desk and quickly wiped it off. I felt heartbroken. I didn't even know who would write those things on my desk. Eventually, the girl started to blackmail me to get me to do anything for her. I didn't know what to do. I just did what she wanted me to do.
She was getting bullied.
And took me a few months to follow her rules.
She was getting bullied.
Then when her friend came up to me and said, "You don't need to blackmail her because she's different from all the us. She's different from all of us." The girl smacked her teeth and she never messed with me again.
That's so crazy.
What a long...
Okay, you were doing prepared reading.
Yo, but, and I really tried to not start. I didn't start.
You read it well. You read it well. But you were kind of doing... But she was getting bullied. And I think for those who are listening and, you know, for those who are watching on YouTube, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, comment down maybe like a bully story and how you overcame that. I think that when I was, you know, in university or high school, I used to love reading the YouTube comments.
Yeah.
And then like taking people's different stories and be like, damn, I'm not alone. So if you guys have been bullied or anything like that and you want to talk about how you experienced something really horrible,
yeah,
tell us how you overcame that. Or even if you didn't overcome it, just let us know so we can help you out on the next podcast. Yeah. We'll read out what you said and basically give you advice on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mash Startup, and you know who Mash Startup is?
Mm.
I think you do. We went to a live podcast thing.
Yeah, I remember.
The guy that who you complimented his outfit.
Yeah, I remember him. With the one with the baggy tee and then the pants and the Crocs. He was wearing Crocs that day.
No, that's the other guy.
Really?
No, he was wearing Crocs.
He was wearing Crocs.
The bigger guy.
Yeah, I know him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So he tweeted, he said, "What's an opinion about running a small business in South Africa that will have you..." How do you describe this emoji?
Crucified.
"It will have you crucified." Mm. I got a couple of quoted tweets.
Yeah.
The first one says, "Running a small business is easy."
Oh, that's a small... that's cap. Running any business is relatively hard when it's still coming up, or like when it's still like pushing like the narrative of building it. When it's operating.
So you're crucifying her.
Yeah, I'm crucifying her. I see what I'm doing.
No, but no, you're right. She's wrong. She's
horribly wrong.
It's not easy.
It's not. No matter what it is. You can even be starting a tuck shop. You can be starting, even selling a... Muntu will sell... let me give you a very... Muntu sell lollipops in a rest building. You know how hard it is to source the lollipops, then record the things, and then
get a nice prize.
Then get a nice prize, and then get a markup, and then your time, and then you have to do the thing.
People like,
all of that is relatively, and that's a small business. That's a very small business.
Being available during business hours
or exam care packages, Niana. It's very hard.
I need you lots to stop thinking that anyone, everyone can run a business. It's okay to have an idea. It's okay to have an idea. It does not have to be a business.
I don't think that's fair. Say yes.
Bro, so many people think they can be entrepreneurs, and some people genuinely don't possess the quality of the traits to become one.
No,
sometimes you can read, write it down, watch a movie.
Yeah.
It fell it down. Like finish it. Close the
book. Yeah, like watch Wolf of Wall Street and you're like, I'm gonna become a broker.
Yeah, or sometimes you wanna be a broker, go watch Wolf of Wall Street and leave it there. Yeah. Like some people should, it's so weird hearing the podcast like
with no like headphones. Take
them off and see.
I hear what you're... Wow.
It's different.
It's different.
It feels weird, ne?
Yeah.
I wouldn't shoot like this ever. But that's my point, bro. Like, my point is, like, you should not... Some people should not start businesses.
I don't think so. I think everyone
has
a business model that was made for you. Everyone is allowed to become an entrepreneur, and everyone has the qualities of becoming an entrepreneur. It's just that people try to become entrepreneurs in the wrong settings and the wrong things that they don't have skills at, out of hopes and dreams, which is fine, which is fair. But I think realigning yourself into your strengths and your weaknesses and aligning yourself to a company model that bases on you and the lifestyle that you live is the best thing to do.
People don't buy what you're selling because they support you. They buy because they need it. They can afford it. And they think or hope it's good quality for their own use. That's amazing. Why would they get you crucified?
Because they're saying that people sell things they don't need. Da, da, da. So if we don't support you, then it's because we don't need the product you're selling. We don't when your friend starts like a random like I just started a cap business. Dude, I don't want to buy caps right now. Why would I buy a cap? Then it seems like you're not supporting them. But I don't need a cap right now. If you sell electricity, I would buy
you. The biggest problem with people starting businesses is that they think they're friends with their customers. Learn how to get customers outside of your friendship groups. Like, watch the courses, do the sales courses. Learn how to get your customers outside of your
friends. Learn to attract people that you don't know. You understand?
100%.
It can be based off who you know, but like, starting with people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Say no to family or friends ask for your services as a favor, or say no to family or friends when they ask you for your services as a favor, no matter how small, instead of paying.
Yeah,
you.
Doing things like so, it's that whole support black businesses.
I don't know, bro.
So no discounts, no what. Do it at the full price. I don't know.
What would you do? What would you do if I was like, let's say you are a economist and you study the economy and you also go into finance and you provide financial services?
Via qualification, I'm an economist. Not let's say. Via qualification, I'm an economist.
Okay. Via qualification, you're an economist. And yes. Let's say you're a financial advisor.
Yes.
And your rates per hour 2,000 for financial advice. Yeah. What would you do if I was like, hello, bro, I need financial advice, but can we do for like 200 Rand an hour?
From 2,000 to 200?
Yeah.
I'd say here are the recommendations of who we can work with.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't afford them. But I need you. I like what you do. I've seen who you've helped.
What's your case? Like, what do you have? You need help.
I need your hour.
I give you advice, but I'll probably help you for one package, not entirely. Like, not for the entire year for free. Like for 20.
No. I need 1 hour.
Your
service is an hour.
I do it for you.
Not my brother. I'm saying any friend.
Friend, no.
What would you say then? I think the biggest thing we need to
is the saying no.
As a small business is how to say no.
How to say no. I think to say no, I just basically say hi. Unfortunately, the amount of money you offered me is not enough, and I understand we have a friendship at base, but I also use this as a source of income.
But it's your time, bro. Just an hour of your time.
I also use this as a source of income, and I have bills to pay, unfortunately. But
if we were chilling and drinking, you would talk to me for that hour almost.
100%, I would. So maybe give me a drink and we'll talk, but until then, I won't do that. And also, nice. I'd also give an example of what they do. So let's say my friend's a doctor. I'd be like, dude, you're a doctor. Would you operate on me for an hour only? These things will take longer times. Sometimes these cases take longer times. And I can't give you an hour in advice and think you're going to change your life. I need to work with you. And to do that, I need you to help me fund my work.
Yeah.
I think people undermined. I think people, especially like, unfortunately, especially black people, undermine the quality and skills we have around each other. Yeah. We're always undermining each other. It's like, But like, there's a certain level of experience and skills that I have that can ultimately help you.
And it's so crazy how people undermine it, they understand the value because they're trying to get that service.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very, yeah.
It's very weird.
Balanced.
To take it back to the old podcast, why did you and your ex break up? Don't skip, I want to read all your stories. We think we covered this like maybe like 10 podcasts ago.
Yeah, we did this.
Why did you and your ex break up?
Hey, let me go. I said this already. You want to choose another one? Like another ex?
Let me go.
Yeah.
I think I should go. So my... Yeah.
Should I choose one of my ex?
I just remembered what's been happening on TikTok.
Most immature.
Have you seen my TikTok?
No.
Okay, I was being
too. The one that you posted now?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It's okay. So every time I post a relationship piece of content with my hand, my TikTok, you know when you go to this, open the TikTok and there's a search bar, it'll be like my ex's name. Katharam Pedi and my ex's name. I'm still like, what?
One of my exes.
Yes.
Fun story. One of my exes.
I tried to run away from that.
They left me because of the fact that, like, I wanted a certain thing and she was Catholic. I was Catholic as well at the time, but I just wanted this thing. I wanted to have sex before marriage. I was also a virgin.
Yeah.
I wanted to have sex before marriage. She was a virgin. I was a virgin. And basically, I've been asking her for a while. I said, you know, I believe God has called me to love you.
Lonely niggas are so crazy, bro.
No, what do you mean? I genuinely felt that
niggas.
Way. Yeah, I genuinely felt like
you
that.
You guys watched too many movies.
I felt like I loved her. I had dreams of me marrying her. All these things, like white dress, all the things. So I asked her, like, you know, can we, like, you know, J. Cole, where dreams at? And then she said no. And I said, no, dude, we're in university. I'm at my prime. We're never going to make love like this year. As the years pass, I'm going less and less.
I'm decreasing.
The
stamina is going away.
My mileage is fresh, brand new car.
The pump rate
new
is
mirrors, gone. Everything. The handbrake works. Everything works perfectly. We lift up the handbrake, it'll go up.
You still have the original brakes.
I have the original tires. No tires have been popped. It's all yours. And, you know, she looked at me and she said, like, you know what? I just feel like I do not want to do this. I don't want to have sex. And I respected it, you know.
Yeah.
Broke up. I started seeing other people. Eventually, what happens, etc.
But I told you.
But
you and
the worst part is in her next relationship, she had sex. And, like, she had the sex within, like, I don't know. I don't assume. But I think she had sex within, like, a month of meeting this guy. 2 months. And we had been together for, like, a year.
I think don't confuse, like,
But I realized that, you know, so I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for cutting you short. No, no, no. That made me realize that sometimes you will be with someone, but you are not the person for that person.
I disagree. I think it's about whether, so for example, you're saying it's about you.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think it's about you.
Yeah.
I think like when they were that age, let's say she was 19, 20.
Yeah.
When she was in that current state of thinking,
yeah,
her experience to get to her thought of having sex was with you.
Yeah.
So you can put a label, you can put a title, you can put an eight, and you
anyone
can put
in that
Richard,
scenario,
anyone in that current period of time in her life,
yeah,
is going to experience that.
And I was going to say,
after that experience, yeah, when she done, you know, goes through the back and forth,
she learns.
She learns, and then from there, she done has the experience.
And I was going to say, I know you still watch this. I know I'm blocked everywhere. I know you're watching this right now. I was going to say that,
oh my
dude,
God,
I saw you at the mall the other day. You didn't greet. I didn't greet.
Yeah, let's no. I know you're watching this. I know you're watching this. I saw you at the mall the other day. No, bro.
Yeah, so we back to the podcast. You're saying, yeah. That's my story.
My craziest thing is in first year.
Yeah.
Or second year.
But you told us a story, Moose.
No, it's different.
Are you going to give us another one?
I basically met some hand through some conventional way.
Yeah.
Fell in love. Two and a half years of dating. Not the ex, you guys know. Someone else. She broke up with me because I was broke. And the crazy thing is, I was a student. And she was also a student. But she'd be like, why? It's like, she's like, why don't we like go on more dinner dates? Why don't we? I wish you would. Why don't you buy me? I wish we could try out. I'm like, bruv, you know how much I earn.
But
put that girl with me now. I wish
beat it, chick.
If I could have a rematch, you know, there's the rematch of the Russian bear.
Yeah.
If I could have a rematch with that girl, yeah, I'm funner.
But I want you to understand this is what, like, this is so important what you're saying. I understand what you're saying there. And yeah, Sharp, maybe she was wrong, etc. But I want you to understand that was the standard that she wanted at that time.
How? Because she was the same age as me.
You could not provide it because you were the same age. That's fine. But there were others who could provide that standard, which would make her ultimately happy. It's fine.
It was crazy. When I break up with her because of that reasoning,
it's wrong. Yeah.
I was convinced she was cheating on me.
Yeah. I think that's...
I am convinced she cheated on me.
I think for me, that's the number one thing when a relationship goes... Oh, Shabada. I think that's the number one thing that happens in my mind when a relationship goes sour. I'm like, she cheated on me. She probably cheated on me. That's why. But it's not.
Okay, quick one. Quick question. A quickie.
Yeah.
Who is... And I want you to answer this. I'm going to give you some time. You have 12 seconds. Who is the biggest celebrity in South Africa? Who is South African? 1, 3, 7, 2, 8, 9.
Trevor Noah. Oh, hold on. That's probably the correct answer, man. Yeah,
that's the best answer.
Trevor Noah.
It's nice because it's not controversial. He's got no competitors. If he said like a cap, he's like, oh, what about Mang Mang? Like, yeah, he has literally no. Well done.
Yeah, Trevor Noah.
Who is the biggest celebrity
besides
who's
Trevor?
Who's making money in rands?
A South African artist who's not on an international level. That's not on an international level, but it is a South African celebrity.
Yes, I think that's the best way to
put it, nah?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with no, but all these I can't say any. I'm a piano producer because they all like do the gigs in like America and England and Europe.
Actually,
so,
I'm making it,
so there's no one I could say. Yeah, we just make the South African rant.
Biggest influencer,
biggest influence in
South. I think I have an answer for that.
Biggest influence in South Africa in terms of what, impact or money?
Oh, impact.
In terms of impact, is Close Kubi.
No,
And Joseph Diary tied.
No, I think the biggest influencer with the longest run.
You see? You added a term.
Okay, the biggest influencer is Lasizwe. And it's crazy to say, but think about it.
Funny, I hear you. I hear you.
Our biggest African influencer is Lasizwe. Like, he has never been on traditional media.
In terms of international perspective, in terms of African perspective, in terms of thing,
Lasizwe is the biggest. As being an influencer.
And as an influencer, Lasizwe is the biggest.
He is the biggest.
In terms of a South African context.
What a title.
In terms of the South African context.
What a title.
What a context, yeah.
Mikali
is not bigger. I don't think she...
Like, they're close, but Lasizwe
is
definitely bigger than Mikali.
In terms of, like, African aspect, internal, and as well as, like, international perceived,
yeah,
he is...
the biggest. He even had a Netflix show about being.
Because if I was gonna say Ghost, but Ghost doesn't have the international yet. He doesn't have the like everyone Ghost else has Africa.
He has Africa,
but internationally actually, he won't be recognized.
I'd actually love to see his analytics.
Yeah,
in terms of demographic, I must ask him. I want to see like who.
But I hear you loud and clear.
Which countries follow Ghost?
Because the season is really doing it in terms of like
crazy. Hey, yeah, he's
very popular. Let's clap.
Yeah, what an achievement, bro. What a title to have. Yeah.
How many years do you know? How many years has he been in the game?
So my dad's on the way. He's like at the gate. Richard's my dad. Richard goes, hey. No, not Richard. My dad goes, hey. How was it? I get it. It's the time where the garden boy was misbehaving.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so he's like, he was basically saying sorry to you, Loki. And he's like, Richard goes, yeah, I'm from Limpopo. You're from Limpopo? Yeah, that's his biggest. Where in Limpopo are you from?
Turn on. Turned on.
Do you know Tawala Shoba?
Okay. Where are you from? I hear you.
He loves that shit. But yeah, my dad's on the way. It's the first time my parents see my apartment. I hate the fact that it's like in production state right now.
But yeah, it is what it is.
But
especially during the upstairs.
Yeah. But let's yeah.
10 minutes and then we go. Let's go.
None. 5 minutes actually. So, quick one.
Yeah.
If you had to get married right now to your current partner, eh? What is one reason that would make you guys get divorced? And if you're to get married to your current partner,
you answer first. So if you drink poison, I'll drink the same poison. Because this guy thinks I'm uneducated.
They guys get divorced. Lack of understanding.
I'm gonna go with
the message being portrayed. You know, sometimes you speak to someone and you say, "Level, that t-shirt is nice," but you're hearing the t-shirt is subpar. What I'm saying is the t-shirt is amazing. Mm. So lack of understanding would probably be one of the factors that get us divorced.
Because
when you get married, there's so many different factors outside of just like the loving each other, the dating each other, seeing each other. There's kids, there's a house, there's a mortgage.
I'm gonna say nothing. Nothing could break us up.
Level and Petty, he'll be here next week, ladies and gentlemen. No, but real. We love our queens, man. That's why we chose them.
Don't say we. You answered. Fool. Foolish. Foolish boy.
Foolish boy. Okay. Who is the biggest... never mind. That's such an easy answer.
Okay, but...
Who is the biggest YouTuber... That's actually a very beautiful question. Who is the biggest YouTuber in South Africa outside of Ghost Tribi and Joseph Dari?
She stopped. K-Arm stopped. She stopped posting videos. It's either Toto Rampedi.
No, Cap, please.
Yeah?
No.
You've trended how many times on the internet?
No, man. It's not about that. I rate biggest YouTuber in terms of like consistent views.
Tato. I know it's hard for you to hear, but you're one of the biggest YouTubers. You're probably in the top 10% of YouTubers in South Africa.
Top 10% is...
Even top 1.
Yeah, I was about to say top 10 is huge.
Weren't you nominated for like literally one of the biggest content creators across all platforms?
Yeah.
Were you not nominated for that?
Just
listen to the answer and then you can respond at the end. Tato Rampedi. I'm going to say Tato Rampedi. Tato Rampedi, I'm going to say... You said no Joseph Diary, no Ghost Tribi.
Yeah. Because those are the current biggest.
Yeah, those I'm going to say Tato Rampedi.
In terms of views.
I'm going to say Gugu. I'm going to say...
Zumba,
no,
she's not a biggest.
She is. I'm going to say Defining. I'm going to say...
She's a huge podcaster. She's an amazing podcast.
I'm saying Defining as well.
Defining's actually been doing great. Yeah.
It's a huge, very well-watched content place. This is just me being honest.
And they've been holding
this down. This is just me being honest.
Holding it down for years.
And Zileweezy. I think Zileweezy is also one of the top YouTubers.
He's been swinging these past couple
of years. He literally controls the narrative north of
South Africa.
Like, Josie above, everyone loves him. Josie below, everyone loves him. So it's like,
yeah. Yeah, he's amazing.
So those are my top four. Yeah. I feel like I'm forgetting someone.
But that's based off of who you know.
KO. KO has all the youth in South Africa in terms of YouTube.
In it.
And Snobile as well. Snobile and KO.
One of the biggest.
Are probably equal now, which is really crazy.
One of the fastest growing content creators in South Africa is Snobile.
The fastest.
The fastest growing.
Ever.
The nigga is doing gaming.
It's him, Lebo Rampedi, in terms of fastest. It's him, Lebo Rampedi, and in terms of fastest growing. I'm joking. Nah, he's hidden, which is the craziest thing. And KO's gonna crucify me for saying this. Him and KO are probably the same level in terms of capturing the youth right now.
Yeah, but guys, listen, we love you guys so much. I'm gonna end this
cut
podcast.
This one short.
I'm gonna end it short, and I'm gonna have to
Mac
say.
Mac G, YouTube, man, he's a podcaster.
No, Mac G is fucking amazing. He's fucking huge.
Man, he's a podcaster. Man, we'll say YouTube as well.
But yeah, guys, I wanted to say, guys, Looking From Jolo is finally out in full blast. Episode 1 to 6, episode 1 to 4 being the dates, episode 5 being the finale, episode 6 being behind the scenes. That is my recommendation of the week.
Yeah,
that was recommendation of the week. Watch that shit. We love you guys so much. Have an amazing week. We love you guys so much. It's been great, and I'm hoping that we've won the social media awards
by now. Okay, if we didn't, then we still can win.
Next year. No, it's hard. Love you guys.
Love you guys so much. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl. If you want to head, Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. I'll be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.